Good morning to everyone. I hope that you had a good night's sleep last night. Fred has asked me to speak about health. So I'd like to start off this morning by asking you a few questions. Now, the first question I would ask you, but I'm not going to ask you, is do you smoke? And your answer would be certainly not. And if someone asks you why, you would say, well, I don't smoke for the same reason that I don't eat unclean meats, because God wants us to preserve our health. Our body is the temple of God's Holy Spirit. And so we are assigned the responsibility of taking care of what God has given us. Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions. Do you eat foods that contain high fructose corn syrup? Do you drink sodas? Do you drink diet sodas that contain aspartame? Do you eat meat containing sodium nitrate? Did you take the flu vaccination this year? Do you eat foods seasoned with MSG? If you answer yes to any of those last questions there after the smoking issue, you could be doing as much harm to your body as if you smoked. Now, I know in the past, last year, for example, I focused on cancer. But as all of you know, there are many other health problems faced by church members other than just cancer. There are problems with our lungs, with their diabetes, which is the pancreas, I believe, and so on. So really, our goal is to do the best job we can of taking care of our health. Even if you don't have a computer, I think that it would behoove you to go to and be online. It would behoove you to go to the local library and make use of one of their computers, which generally you can use one of the library's computers for an hour, sometimes two. I think it just depends on how many patrons they have coming into that library. But it would be a good idea to go to that computer or go to the library and go to a computer and get online and do searching for the kinds of health problems you might have. If you have any, if you don't, great. The goal will be then to preserve the health that you have by eating the right foods, not eating any of the things that I mentioned just above, such as a few minutes ago, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, sodium nitrate, taking flu shots, MSG. I could go on. The list goes on and on and on. Because as you walk down the stores or the aisles in the supermarket, in the store, you're going to find that almost everything in there has been doctored. You know, God created our bodies wonderfully and marvelously made, we're told. And he created the food the same way. The food he created is wholesome. It's raw. It's alive. It has the enzymes and vitamins and minerals and all those things that he created our bodies to need to run on. That's the fuel for our body. So what we would like to do is to eat foods that are as close to the way that God created them as we possibly can. And almost nothing in the supermarket store or shelves, with the exception over in the produce department, or perhaps in the meat department, but even in those areas, things are changing. We have the GMO, the genetically modified foods, so we have to watch them. In the meat department, we have the cows are being, or the steers or whatever they are being fed various kinds of hormones and given special kinds of food to help them gain weight fast and also help them gain more weight. For example, they're talking about now they can produce a chicken. I'm not sure what weight they're shooting for, but a chicken that used to take 90 days to come to that weight They can now do it in about 40 days, 45 days, 39 days. I've forgotten the exact number. But it's almost half. So you know that they're doing something. Now, is that meat the same? Is that meat that we're eating from that chicken, is that the meat that God intended for us to eat? Or is that chicken the equivalent of smoking a cigarette? Or is that chicken meat the equivalent if the chicken had smoked a cigarette or whatever? You get the idea. Now, the big thing is to educate ourselves, because we have been brainwashed. The medical profession, the food industry, plus a whole host of other people, things, industries that we deal with, they have done a brainwash on us. They have educated us to believe what they want us to believe. If you study into it, you're going to find that starting in about the early 1900s, that even with the formation of the FDA, Federal Food and Drug Administration, I believe it is. Anyway, you'll find that even with them, it was not long. They probably had great goals when they started off, but it wasn't long until those goals were corrupted by a desire for money and power and to control the people to be able to sell expensive drugs. People could not make money just selling food at normal markup, so the drug industry stepped in. Not only that, but the drug industry also has a tremendous influence on the medical profession, the medical colleges and so forth. And if you have ever been to a doctor's office, you know that there's a pretty steady parade through their office of drug salesmen. And they always give them little goodies like scratch pads and a nice pen sets and pen and pencil sets and, you know, wallets or whatever. Plus, it gets a lot bigger than that. I mean, that just entices the staff to allow them to come in and be able to see the doctor. But I'm sure that they give the doctor much more expensive gifts. It's just that they don't make it so obvious. So what I'm trying to stress today is the importance of educating ourselves. Now, I'd like to give you a few websites that you can go to learn or to educate yourself, to learn about the drug business, to learn about health and what it takes to keep our body healthy. And when you're not healthy, what things should you take and what things should you avoid? Now, one of them is naturalallopathic.com. That's naturalallopathic.com. Again, that's naturalallopathic.com. Now, that one does not come out as often, usually a few times a month. It's called IMVA, Medical News Commentaries. Some very good information, written by a doctor, for free, so it doesn't cost you anything. Another source of medical information or health information is naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. No spaces, just naturalnews.com. That one again, that's written by a writer. His name is Mike Adams, I believe. He puts out information two or three times a week sometimes. Other times it's only once. But he provides a lot of really good information. What I've been doing myself is I archive his health newsletters. And then I put them in a place where I can search on them to see if it contains anything that I... See, I'm looking for something on diabetes. Somebody's called in and says, Jim, do you know anything about diabetes? Well, no, I don't, but I see if I can find out something. So I can go search on that, and I'll pop up with all the things that he's written on or published on diabetes. Then there's another one here put out by Bill Henderson, and the name of his health, see, the name of his website is beating-cancer-gently.com. So that's beating, then a dash, cancer, dash, G-E-N-T-L-Y, gently.com. Go there again, look at that, and he puts out a monthly newsletter. So sign up again for his monthly newsletter. And he puts out a lot of really good information. Then another newsletter that is written by a doctor is Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. Another free newsletter. Very good information that he puts out a lot of times, several times a week, covering up lots of subjects. And on all of these, with the exception of Bill Henderson, you can go to their website and can search on their archives there at their websites and find a lot of things. Since you would just be starting their newsletter, you would have a very, you know, only one or two maybe by the time you need to do some searching. So you would not have a lot, even if you were saving those in your own email box. You would need to go to their website and search on the archive there. Now, there's another one that does not put out a newsletter, but they do have some very good information. It's called HealingCancerNaturally.com. It's no spaces, no dashes, nothing, just HealingCancerNaturally.com. They have a lot of information, a lot of it on cancer, but not just cancer. And they talk about many different things. They have a fairly good section that talks about controlling pain naturally, somewhat naturally. In other words, they try to avoid you having to take narcotics, but sometimes, you know, you can't help it. Cancer pain can get very severe. Now, there's a book. That I'd like to tell you about. The name of the book is Cancer, Step Outside the Box. It's written by Ty Bollinger, B-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. And the ISBN number for the book is ISBN 0-978-8065-0-6. Should be able to find that in any of the bookstores. If not, you find it on Amazon.com or some places like that. This is perhaps the best book that I've seen on cancer, and not just, he covers, primarily focuses on cancer because he had, I think, 6 or 7 members of his own family die of cancer, and he decided that he wanted to do something to help people stop that. So he has spent, I don't know, about 10 years researching this book. And it's 332 pages long. Starts in at the beginning, explains just how corrupt the health system is, the medical system is, how corrupt doctors are. The doctors don't know this, but the AMA and even the American Cancer Society, all of these places, the American Cancer Society has spent $2 trillion over, I'm not sure how many years they've existed, looking, searching diligently, according to them, for a cancer cure. And as of this time, if you read this book, you'll find that if you start on a radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery, generally, the surgery is not too bad, although you want to be careful about having biopsies done, because biopsies shoot through healthy material, healthy skin, healthy flesh, and go into the cancer. Then when you pull that probe back out, or however you've done it, it tends to release the cancer to start floating through your entire body. So these things are definitely harmful to us. So the best thing to do is just avoid them. But he starts in the book. He goes through and explains about the American Cancer Society, the AMA, American Medical Association, and so forth. So I would suggest, if you have cancer, that you consider purchasing this book. I'm not sure how much the book, hard copy, because I couldn't find the hard copy soon enough for me to be able to bring it to the conference with me. So I downloaded it off of the internet. And the only way I could really find it was to either get the audio version only, or I had to buy the audio with what they call the e-book today. It's a PDF version of the book. So you can print it after you get it, but can you imagine printing 432 pages on your printer? So anyway, it's possible, but probably you'd be better off to have a hard copy. So I believe that you can find it on, like I said, Amazon.com or some of those. But in this, he's quite a way into the book. He's going through a lot of things. He talks about the cancer industry and lies, propaganda, and greed, persecution, and suppression, toxic treatments, I'm just naming a few of the chapters, major chapters. Biology 101 and cancer, non-toxic treatments, common cancers, and Dr. Clark, spoiled rotten. It's where he shows how what we've been eating has had an effect on our body. And then he goes into nutrition and healthy herbs and super supplements and the dirty dozen and exercise essentials, facts, fiction, and fraud, and then some appendices. So I would recommend that you take a look at that book. Maybe you can check it out at the library. Maybe you will need to purchase one, but it's a fairly small price to pay when you realize in this book he tells that a typical cancer patient, by the time they've gone through the chemo, the radiation, and surgery, or maybe it's in the reverse order, I'm not sure what order that's done in, that and all of the things, the supporting things that go with that, that a typical cancer patient is worth $350,000 to the medical industry. Can you believe that? So is it in their best interest to get you well? Is it in their best interest to find some way of healing cancer? I don't really think so. So keep in mind all of this, just keep thinking. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Whether it's cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever, that is going to help you if you know how to take care of yourself. You know what foods to stop eating. You know what foods to eat. You know what supplements to take, what vitamins and minerals to take, and so forth. So basically, we're wanting to become aware of our food supply, our water supply, the food processing that is used on the foods that we eat, food additives that are used in our food, food preservation methods, food processing methods. A lot of times they say they do not put these chemicals into the food. Let me put it this way. It doesn't remain in there. But it is used in the processing, and so there's always a residual left in there. Now, is that residual going to be harmful or not? Well, I don't think God designed us to eat it, so I just rather avoid it. Then also there's the air. You know, are you eating and sleeping? Eating, sleeping, working in air that is healthy. The other thing is cell phones and other RF radiating devices, such as cordless phones, Wi-Fi, home local area networks, microwave cooking. There's a whole host of them. They've even discovered that the new compact fluorescent lamp, CFL or something like that, compact fluorescent lamp that they're trying to force us into it. They're going to stop making incandescent lamps eventually. Those lights, those lamps, give off the same radiation that your cell phone gives off. So beware. I wouldn't buy a lot of them. I have bought a few, but now that I found this out, I'm going to get rid of the few I have. We did get rid of our cordless telephone. We just put in a few more wired phones so that we would be able to reach them in time and be able to find a convenience to be able to sit there and talk on the phone. Another thing to consider is the medication versus the herbs. In most cases, God created herbs for us. Most cases, if you can replace a medication with an herb, try to do it. Now, the statistics are that 1 in 6 men will have prostate cancer at some time in their life. 1 in 3 people will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. There are sugars and things like that to avoid. I mentioned a while ago high fructose corn syrup. But anyway, just try to make sure that you don't allow those things to get into your system. So it's a matter of guarding. You know, Fred has talked about guarding the door to your mind. You're also trying to guard the door to your body, the door to your stomach, and the door to your lungs and so forth, so that you're not breathing, you're not eating, you're not drinking things that are hazardous to your health. Become an ingredient reader. When you pick up something that strikes your fancy on the grocery shelf and you think, oh, that looks pretty good, and this is something I can put together kind of fast, turn the box around and look at the ingredients list and learn to know what those ingredients mean. For example, you can just take something that you've got at home. Don't buy anymore. Take something you got at home. Look at the ingredients list. If there's anything on that list you don't know what it is, go to the computer, go to the internet, type in that name, and it will generally tell you exactly what it is. So educate yourself again as to what these, because they're deceitful. They deceive you by diagnosing the names of various things, like MSG can be something hydrogenized, something, I've forgotten what they've called it. But you have to be careful about all these things. Just learn to know what they are and then read the ingredients. Yes, an occasional thing is not going to hurt you. But where we're eating a steady diet of some of these ingredients, then we're in serious trouble. Just within the last few weeks, I've been having people telling me about somebody else that has cancer, or calling me and telling me that they themselves have cancer, or that they have some other problem. The people in the church, we're struggling with health problems because basically, except for the clean, unclean meats, we eat pretty much the same thing that the world does. And the rest of the people around us are suffering, and so are many of the people in the church are suffering. I've gone through it myself. I've fought with prostate cancer, so I know what it's like. It requires a lot of discipline. Yes, food is an emotional thing to us. We derive pleasure out of eating. What's one of our favorite pastimes in this country? To go out to eat at night. And to sit around the table while we're eating with friends or family and talk and have fun and enjoy it. But the thing is, we have to be aware of what we're eating. We have to be careful. So where there's a lot of emotion there, and I know how hard it was. I was a sweetaholic, you might say, where I love sweets. I used to go to Texas occasionally to visit my mom when she was still alive. And I would always have one of those big pieces of pecan pie. Boy, was that delicious. But I know now that all that sugar in there was feeding my cancer. So I would say that probably 90-some-odd% of us eat way too much sugar. Even if it's natural sugar, we need to try to control that. So the bottom line is do your very best to educate yourself, to take care of your health, to ask God for His guidance and help you to learn and to know how to apply these things, then give you the strength, the tenacity to be able to stick with it and say, I'm not going to eat this. I'm going to cut down on this. I'm going to eliminate certain things and so forth. I'm going to endeavor to get more exercise. If it's just walking around the block, or if it's sitting while you're watching TV and using lifting a few weights, you know, those little dumbbells or whatever they call them, the hand ones, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Or getting you one of those little pedaling things that you can put in front of your chair and you can pedal on. Try to focus on your health, think about your health. Not that I want you to become obsessed with health, but just beware. Be aware of what is going on. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call. You can talk to me after this session, and I'll try to do my best to help you. So with that, thanks for listening.